I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, July 26th. A two-car crash forced the shutdown of the Four River Bridge for about 2 hours yesterday. Police say this happened at about 4 p.m. yesterday afternoon. A car heading to Weymouth from Quincy crossed onto the wrong side of the road and struck another vehicle, causing it to burst into flames. Police say the operator of the first vehicle was taken to South Shore Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The bridge was closed in both directions for close to 2 hours after the crash, causing major delays during the afternoon commute. Police say wet pavement and excessive speed may have contributed to that crash. The two public schools in Quincy Point will be getting just over $6,000 each from the state budget. The Ward 2 Civic Association has decided to donate the money that it received in the new state budget to the Clifford Marshall Elementary and the Point Webster Middle Schools. Ward 2 City Councilor Richard Ash says that board members of the Ward 2 Civic Association, including President Nancy Delisle, Treasurer Ann Croak, and himself, presented a check to the principals of both schools this week. In the past, the Civic Association has used the state funds for beach and park improvements. The schools can use these funds at their discretion. Police arrested a delivery man accused of stealing a diamond ring worth thousands of dollars from a Duxbury home that he was servicing. 28-year-old Randy Soriano is charged with larceny from a building and larceny over $1,200. According to police, Detective Robert Flynn received a report from a Tide Acres Lane resident on July 20th. That her diamond ring, worth over $14,000, was on her nightstand earlier in the day and was now missing. The victim told the detective she ordered furniture from Villa House, who reportedly contracted out the delivery to a white glove service. Detective Flynn processed the scene and lifted several fingerprints. Investigators determined the furniture was delivered by two men in a white truck with no lettering, with Rhode Island plates. Flynn contacted the furniture company, who reportedly told him they used a delivery service in New Jersey that said the items were shipped from a warehouse located in Canton. The detective found the Canton warehouse and, after speaking with management, determined who the two delivery men were. Both men were questioned and the ring was recovered. Soriano was arrested. No further information was available. Nurses at Faulkner Hospital voting yesterday to authorize a strike, joining nurses at Brigham and Women's, who took a similar vote a night earlier. In another blow to hospital administration, nurses at Faulkner, part of the Brigham and Women's system, were almost unanimous in their vote, 341 yes, just one no. This will impact about 500 members of the Massachusetts Nurses Association, many of whom are making their intentions clear that they are prepared to strike if Mass General Brigham doesn't settle a new contract. They've been in negotiations for the past 10 months. The union is primarily asking for competitive wages to keep staff from going to other hospitals, as well as better safety measures. On Wednesday, thousands of nurses in the same union at Brigham and Women's Hospital voted by a 2,507-16 margin to authorize a one-day strike as well. If healthcare workers at both hospitals decide to move forward with strikes, it could impact about 4,500 nurses in total. Nurses have to give the hospital system a 10-day notice if they plan to hit the picket line. A contract negotiation is scheduled for next month. If an agreement is not reached by then, a possible date for a strike would likely be set. Governor Mara Healey signing a sweeping gun bill yesterday that supporters say builds on the state's existing gun laws, including a crackdown on hard-to-trace ghost guns, while safeguarding the rights of gun owners. The law is part of an effort by the state to respond to a 2022 U.S. Supreme Court ruling that citizens have a right to carry firearms in public for self-defense. On ghost guns, the law toughens oversight for those who own privately made, unserialized firearms that are largely untraceable. In 2022, the U.S. Department of Justice reported recovering almost 26,000 ghost guns in domestic seizures. The law expands the state's Extreme Risk Protective Order law, also known as the Red Flag Law, by authorizing healthcare professionals and others who interact regularly with people in crisis to petition a court to suspend a person's right to possess or carry a gun to protect themselves and others. The law also prohibits the possession of firearms by non-law enforcement people at schools, polling locations, and government buildings, and imposes strict penalties for the possession of modification devices, such as Glock switches, which supporters of the law say convert an otherwise legal firearm into a fully automatic weapon. The law also requires those applying for a license to carry firearms to demonstrate a basic understanding of safety principles through a standardized exam and live fire training. It provides local licensing authorities with relevant mental health information of pending applicants. District attorneys would be able to prosecute people who shoot at or near residential homes under this legislation, which would also ensure that dangerous people subject to harassment prevention orders no longer have access to firearms. Massachusetts businesses with 25 or more employees would be required to disclose a salary range when posting a job under a bill that was approved by state lawmakers on Wednesday. The legislation would also protect a worker's right to ask their employer for the salary range for a position when applying for a job or seeking a promotion. The bill is on the governor's desk. If signed by the governor, the legislation would make Massachusetts the 11th state to mandate pay transparency by requiring employers to disclose salary ranges. Backer said the bill would build on a 2016 state law which prohibited wage discrimination based on gender. Democratic Senate President Karen Spilka said it's too common for women and people of color to be paid less than their co-workers nationwide, and Massachusetts is not immune. The bill also requires businesses with more than 100 employees to share their federal wage and workforce data reports with the State Executive Office of Labor and Workforce Development. The agency would then be responsible for compiling and publishing aggregated wage and workforce data to help identify gender and racial wage gaps by industry. In Greater Boston, the 2023 gender wage gap was 21 cents, according to supporters of the legislation. The gap becomes more pronounced when comparing white men and women of color, with black women facing a 54-cent wage gap and Hispanic and Latina women facing a 52-cent wage gap, according to the group. Asian women face a 19-cent wage gap. Bay State voters now know the order in which some crucial questions will appear in the voting booth in November. Question one will be the state auditor's authority to audit the legislature. Question two calls for the elimination of MCAS as a high school graduation requirement. Question three deals with unionization for transportation network drivers. Question four, limited legalization and regulation of certain natural psychedelic substances. And question five deals with minimum wage for tipped workers. In September, all Massachusetts households will receive an information for voters booklet containing detailed information on each question. The booklet includes the text of each question, the full text, and a summary of the proposed law. The order of questions are assigned in a way to make the best possible layout, according to the Secretary of State, Bill Galvin. Ballots in some cities and towns may contain more questions. Well, the Friends of the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater Friends Fridays events will continue tonight at 6 p.m. with a performance by the Thalia Theater Troupe. The show will feature the complete works of Shakespeare, Abridged. Performances will also be held Saturday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. You can visit friendsofrga.org for more information. And the Friends of Wollaston Beach will present the Kite Crusaders Kiting Caravan and Expo Saturday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. The event will include a kite building workshop and kite flying lessons. Participants are welcome to bring their own kites. Visit friendsofwollaston.com for more information. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are mixed. The Dow was up 81 points. The NASDAQ fell 160. The S&P dropped 27. Shares mostly higher in Asia today. The dollar fell. The euro rose. Oil at $78 a barrel. In sports, the Red Sox are back home at Fenway tonight to open a series with the Yankees beginning at 7:10 p.m. The National Weather Service forecast for today, mostly sunny, warm, and dry with a high of 85 degrees. For tonight, clear, a low 60. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 86. Sunday, sunny and a high of 86. For Monday, maybe a shower in the morning, otherwise partly sunny and a high of 84. For the boater today, waves about a foot, a northwest wind at 10, gusting to 20 knots, becoming northeasterly later today, and a high tide at 4:12 p.m. Sunrise at 5:31, sets at 8:08. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Friday, July 26th.